You're listening to the Voice of Your Brand podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to show you how to become the Taylor Swift of your niche. That's coming up next.
Ready to go behind the scenes and learn what it really takes to stand out as the voice of your brand? I'm Katherine Beck, voice actor and voice coach. And after 20 years of being the voice of other brands, I'm here to show you how your voice is your most powerful tool to creating the impact, influence, and income you desire. The world is your global stage. So get ready to uplevel your voice and your personal brand. This is the Voice of Your Brand podcast.
Welcome back to the podcast. Now, this episode was inspired by my daughter, as well as the current phenomenon that is sweeping the nation in the United States, actually is sweeping the world, because ticket sales are going on sale in all other countries for a certain someone by the name of Taylor Swift. And I recently had an experience of what it's like to be a Swiftie, as my daughter and I had two full days of frantically trying to get tickets. And oh gosh, thankfully we were one of the lucky ones. But I would have to say that what I observed within those 2 days of trying to get tickets is something called the T-Swift effect, or the Taylor Swift effect. And that's why I thought it'd be really interesting to deep dive into that today, because what is it about Taylor Swift that we can all learn from what this world, this thing that has become her Swifties, her fans, both her and the fans, like what is this experience that has now evolved and is literally taking over the world? So what can we learn from that? What can we learn from her? And how can we tap into that ourselves? How can we get some of that T-Swift effect? Well, I believe it's a few things that she's doing, and I think we can all learn how she's doing it and easily apply it to our business as well. Here's the thing. I believe there's a few things that she's doing here that we can all learn from. How and what she's doing, how does she easily attract anyone from the young to the old and everywhere in between? And if you are struggling to attract your audience, to build your audience, to get people to listen to you, then listen up. Because what she is doing, we can all do better. So first of all, is mastery. Now, talent is one thing, experience is one thing, knowledge is one thing, being an expert is one thing. She has talent, but not only does she have talent, she is highly skilled. And not only that, she is at a level of super mastery that few have achieved. So as a musician, she can play the piano, she can play the guitar, she can sing, and she can write songs. She is not the only one that can do that. Lots of people can actually do that, but not many have achieved a level of mastery. You see, mastery comes with hours of training, it comes with practice and performance. And it's also the way that you approach your training, your practice, and your performance. It is the drive, it is the desire, and it is that flame within you that ignites you to be your best. It is being self-driven, to strive to be better than yesterday, to know that you have it within you to do more, to be more, to give more, and that there is always so much more. There's no ceiling. All there is just endless possibility and potential. And I remember seeing that in Michael Jordan when he would play basketball. I was one of the lucky ones. I grew up in Chicago. I was able to get to the stadium and watch him play. And he too had this level of mastery that far succeeded the others on the court. He had this drive to be the best, to do better, to be better. And I can see the same characteristics and ways of being in Taylor Swift. Next is her vision. She has a unique form of artistry. She does not conform to how things should be done. Her creative expression is evolving, and it comes from within. What I admire about her vision is she stands her ground. She does not let others influence her vision. She won't let others orchestrate or influence her artistry. She has gone so far as to re-record her old albums because she wanted to have the masters. So just to give you a little backstory for those that are not Swifties listening to this episode, Taylor Swift had signed to Big Machine Records back in 2005. She was a young country singer, very new to the scene. And when her contract expired in 2008 and she had just crossed over into the pop world, she was becoming a pop sensation and she was now singing to sold out stadiums. She had six albums under her belt. She then moved on to another label, Universal, and she wanted to buy back her masters from her first six albums. Now, here's where it gets tricky and where drama ensued, because Big Machine ended up selling to a private equity group who was owned by Scooter Braun. So Scooter Braun now owned the rights to her six albums. He then sold her masters to another company, and she slammed him in the media, and she made a promise that she was going to re-record her six albums so that her masters could be under her control. This was a bold statement. This is not something that I don't know if it's ever been done before, but this was a bold statement. And people questioned what she was doing. But wow, it paid off. And that is what's so impressive about Taylor Swift, is she is fearless. She stands her ground. She takes a stand in her music, in politics, and in her life, which also makes her an incredible role model. And not even just for the young, for any age. Any age can admire the integrity, the work ethic, the stance that she takes in her life and in her profession. She has shown so many the value in taking ownership and fighting for what you believe in. And this leads into my next point, that she embraces her quirks. She is okay with being different or not popular or left of center. And she accepts her fans for the same as well. She embraces the unpopularity. And this is where she has done something that most have not been able to do. Because with that, as well as with what she does in her concerts, and just everywhere, really, but you can notice it so much in the concerts, is she makes sure that everyone in that stadium feels seen and heard. She has the ability to perform to a sold-out stadium filled with thousands and thousands of fans and still make you feel like she is singing just to you. That is something that I teach my students inside of Launch Your Voice. This is one of the things that I'm always talking about, is you have that ability within you as well to speak to many like you speak to one. That is true connection. That is artistry, true artistry. That's true passion. And that is true service to others. You see, she does not take it for granted that her fans are a massive part of her success. She is someone who never settles for average or okay, because she is always striving to do better for herself and for her fans. She's humble. She's sweet. She is smart. She is savvy. She's even sophisticated. And she's silly. And that is what makes her iconic. And that is what makes Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift. So how can you take a page out of Taylor Swift's handbook and apply just one aspect of what she does? We all have the potential to be a Taylor Swift. We may not all want to be a Taylor Swift, but we have the potential. That potential is something that exists within all of us. Potential that anything is possible. So what is one thing you will hold yourself to raise the bar and maybe, just maybe, be the Taylor Swift of your niche? When you come up with that one thing, let me know over on Instagram. Send me a DM at Catherine_Beck_ and let me know. All right, that is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. And hey, if you are ready to be the Taylor Swift of your niche, you're ready to unlock the power in your voice and your presence on any stage, then I invite you to book a call with me for a sound check. Head over to CatherineBeck.com/amplify and we can get started.